Congress could begin debate on a new farm bill as early as next week. The legislation will shape the nation's farm policy for the next 5 to 10 years at a cost of about $170 billion. Environmentalists want to see much of that money put into conservation programs to benefit the environment. And they seem to have an unexpected ally in the Bush administration. Minnesota Public Radio's Mary Lozier reports.
When cattle buyer Dell Werspon first moved to the Minnesota River Valley 30 years ago, he watched the river bottom being plowed up for crops.
Draining every last wetland, tearing out every last fence, plowing everything that could possibly be plowed for agricultural production.
But these days, he sees something he never expected in his lifetime, the same land restored by a conservation program that pays farmers to stop cultivating environmentally sensitive land. Now cattails, willows, and young cottonwoods flourish on land that just a few years ago sprouted row upon row of corn and soybeans. Already, Werspon has noticed changes on the river where he often fishes from his pontoon boat. The water is cleaner now since less soil is running off plowed fields. Wildlife is thriving. This spring, he saw young walleye spawning in the clear water flowing from a restored cattail marsh. At a bend in the river, Werspon beaches the boat and walks through land that was once drained but is now a wetland again. The mud is crisscrossed with animal tracks and littered with the shells of freshwater mussels.
Like I say, this land is in production. It may not be an agriculture production, but you know, as far as the deer, the other wildlife, the water quality, the aesthetics, it's producing something. It's a killdeer.
Under conservation programs like the one in the Minnesota River Valley, farmers nationwide have restored more than 33 million acres of land since 1985. But environmental and conservation groups would like to see that increase substantially. They argue that putting more money into conservation programs would be a boon to the environment and benefit many more farmers than do the current subsidy programs. Tim Searchinger, senior attorney for the Washington, D.C.-based group Environmental Defense, believes the time is right for this shift.
It's become increasingly obvious to people that these traditional farm programs just leave out a large number of farmers. Nationwide, two-thirds of all the farmers don't get any farm payments. And the farm payments that are provided, two-thirds of them go to the top largest 10%.
And recently, such arguments got an unexpected boost. In a surprising departure from traditional Republican farm policy, the Bush administration issued a report criticizing current subsidies as unfair and supporting a shift toward conservation. The administration also says crop subsidies spur excess production and damage trade agreements with other nations. But the American Farm Bureau Federation, the nation's largest farm group, opposes any major shift from subsidies to conservation. Lobbyist Mary Kay Thatcher says the new report includes few details about how to accomplish the change.
If this administration really feels strongly about this issue, they're going to have to put out specifics. They can't just put out a philosophy.
The Farm Bureau backs a version of the bill passed by the House Agriculture Committee that calls for modest increases in environmental spending but expands subsidies for grain and cotton farmers. But defending the status quo may be more difficult this time around. Two senior members of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Chairman Tom Harkin of Iowa and Republican Richard Lugar of Indiana, are also pushing for environmental changes in the new farm bill. For NPR News, I'm Mary Lozier in St. Paul.